Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. Man, what a beautiful day we have here. We were thinking just a couple days ago we weren't going to be able to squeeze in a service. There was rain in the forecast. But boy, just awesome to have this beautiful weather. And we have done this 11 times this summer and we never got rained out. So that's super good. Boy, momentum is such a great thing, whether it be in sports or just in life in general. And we think about momentum, something big kind of happened last night. I think Rob was pretty excited this morning. This has not happened for like 60 years that the Beavers have gone down to USC and beaten the Trojans. Is that right? Over 60 years? So you think about that momentum. What does that mean? Does that mean Rose Bowl? You know? No, I shouldn't say that. All right. Isn't that the way it works, though, in sports? Is once you get a big win, it kind of builds up and you get momentum moving forward. And we're trying to get some momentum here at church with the Being Challenge and what it's presenting to us each week as we read a new habit of Jesus, as we take in those daily reminders, as we read the book and Being Challenge. Today is day 13, and we're really focusing on studying Scripture. Why do we do that? Why is that important, and how does that give us momentum for living our lives? Just a couple announcements before we begin here this morning. The first is that we have a really special event to be celebrating here today at church, and we're going to do that in our fellowship hour, so hold tight after church. Margaret Dusek is celebrating her 90th birthday this Wednesday, so we're really thankful for that. And wish you God's blessings, Margaret. And I understand the family was all together for a big celebration yesterday and another one today. And son David is here from Wisconsin, right? Nice to have you here, David. And I know Pam's here as well as Dan Dusek. So it's good to just see the Dusek family here for this occasion. You are blessed, indeed. We're blessed to be a part of your life too, Margaret, here at Peace. Also, just a little note, too, I got a call from Dick Abernathy, and Nancy Abernathy is celebrating her 80th birthday tomorrow, and they're not able to be in person, but they would, boy, it'd just be great if we could just shower their mailbox with cards, so when Dick opens it up, they're just, whoa, holy moly. So we want to do that this week. Send Nancy Abernathy a happy birthday. She turns 80 this week. Also, one other note, too, about pumpkins and gourds. We are collecting them this year. It's kind of a teamwork operation. Some years it's kind of fallen on the shoulders of Colleen and Sally. Every year it falls on their shoulders. And this year we want to really just open it up to anyone in the congregation. If you have pumpkins or gourds, seek out Colleen or Sally, because we want to decorate our church for the fall season ahead. And then I know Kay Glather's got an announcement. I'm going to hand some time off to her. She's going to share this over at this microphone over here on the side.
So I'm here to talk a little bit about the Bazaar, which is coming up in November. And it might seem really early, but we have a lot to do. If you are not a crafty person and you can't think of what you could possibly contribute to the Bazaar, have I got a deal for you. Every year, I put together gift baskets, and if you would like to sponsor a gift basket, that would be awesome. I have a whole list of ideas here that, in case you can't think of what could I possibly do, oh, I have lots of ideas for you. So, if you would see me after church, I'll give you one of these, and you can take a look, and if you want to sponsor a gift basket, put your items together, stick them in a paper bag, put my name on it, put them in the kitchen, and I'll pick them up there. You don't have to include a basket or anything else. I'll put it all together, just the stuff that goes in it. Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, we're trying to spread out participation. It's just a great idea to do that. Thank you for sharing that, Kay. Another note, we've got a new member class this afternoon at 3:00. We're going to be meeting in the fellowship hall for those of you that are in that new member class. Just a note. And I think that does it for our announcements. Let us begin our worship this morning with a special song called Here I Am to Worship. This morning we're led in music by Nora and Karen Stanley, Suzanne Mooley. She's on the flute, and of course Colleen Schultz on the piano. God's blessings on your worship.